All right, man. Here we go.
Hey, Alternative Bash on Bill Reed. It is June 2025. Here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Mazzy Star is here, ready to play one live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Pretty sure you're ready? Okay.
That's true. I look to you and I see nothing. I look to you to see the truth. You live your life, you go in. You'll come apart and you'll go blind. Some kind of light into your darkness. Colored your eyes with what's not there.
I think it's strange.
I'm Bryce Shivers.
Hi, I'm Lisa Eversman.
And we put birds on things. Today we're gonna go to a store on Mississippi Avenue. Nothing has birds on it, but you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna put birds on things.
Spruce it up, make it pretty.
Put a bird on it.
Putting a bird on this teapot. It's a bird. I bet you it's flying all over the beach.
What a sad little tote bag. I know, I'll put a bird on it. Did you see this bag before? I didn't. Now there's a bird. It's flying, it's free.
Put a bird on it.
Our calling card is classic alternative here on Alternative Vashon. It's classic alternative from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, mostly. But every once in a while, you'll hear a 21st century track. There's one of them. Band of Horses. Is There a Ghost? Band of Horses, a Seattle band. 2007. The Cure with The Walk. Mazzy Star at the top, live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Fade Into You. Bill Reed. Howdy, partner. U2 on the way. Also, Smashing Pumpkins, long-lost song going back to 1982. in about a half hour, and Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam hangs out in around 15 minutes.
Let's get ready to rumble!
And cleanliness is godliness, and God is empty, just like me. We'll be right back.
Yo, what up? This is Snoop D-O-double-G, Billy Reid. Keep it real. You hoit me?
Alternative Vashon, yada, yada, yada. I did mornings on K-Jet in Seattle in the 80s, and we played that song. It was like 1985 or so. Some kid calls the request line and says he wants to hear Here Comes Lorraine. And I'm scratching my head and say, Here Comes Lorraine? Kid says, yeah. And then he sings a little bit of it. Here Comes Lorraine, da, 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 da. Oh, you mean Rain by the Cult. Here Comes the Rain. Now I can't hear that song without singing Here Comes Lorraine in my head. Yeah, Rain by the Cult. Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Smashing Pumpkins, Zero. For years, a staple in their live show. Jeff Ament from Pearl Jam is here in the Alt Vashon Garage. What are your go-to songs when Pearl Jam plays live?
There's like four of them. Like we play Alive, we play Even Flow, we play
Corduroy most nights, Porch.
Porch, yeah.
Corduroy. That's an interesting choice.
Like, that album version's okay. But that song turned into something else live. Like, it,
yeah.
And a lot of it was because of how the crowd reacted to it. And I think also the what that song means to Ed, and particularly at that time, like, there's just a real thing happening when we play that song live.
Thank you.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say, one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby.
Casting from tiny Vashon Island, Washington, out of a dude's garage, it's Bill Reed and Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. Pearl Jam at the top, live version of Corduroy, then the Ataris taking on Don Henley's Boys of Summer, and finally U2 with One. Last week on the Long Lost Song, I played a track by 10,000 Maniacs and mentioned that they played the 1993 MTV inaugural ball, Bill Clinton's first inauguration. And I neglected to mention the other bands on the bill. U2 was one of them. REM played it too. In fact, they did some kind of a crazy supergroup thing where members of each band played one with Michael Stipe on vocal. It's worth looking up. It's on YouTube. It's back to 1982 next on the Long Lost Song for a solo track from a guy from one of the bedrock bands of the second British invasion. He also has one of the all-time best fake names. Pretty sure it's fake. Long Lost Song next.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company, providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
Okay, time for the Long Lost Song. On Alternative Vashon, every week we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. This time around, the year is 1982. Long time ago. Where were you in 82? Michael Jackson's Thriller album was a huge deal that year. It came out in November of 82, and remains the best-selling album of all time, with over 67 million units moved. In alternative rock, it was all about the English groups, 1982. They were calling it the Second British Invasion. Think MTV bands like Duran Duran and Culture Club, and punk bands like the Sex Pistols and the Clash. Today's long-lost song artist was in a band called The Damned. They were part of the Second British Invasion. He put out a solo record in 1982, built around a sample of a tape that he made at a noisy hotel he stayed in that year. And you can hear the sample in this intro out of 1982. Captain Sensible with What? It's today's long-lost song on Alternative Vashon.
This morning I was feeling fine, but this cat starts banging, man, what a swine. So I called reception, but to no avail. That's why I'm telling you this sorry tale. It went bang, I said shut up. It went bang, I said wrap up. Well, I'm aware that the guy must do his work, but the paunch of a man drove me berserk. He said, Captain, I said what? He said, Captain, I said what?
What you want? He said, Captain, he said what? He said, Captain, he said what? He said, Captain, I said, what you want?
He said, Captain, say what? He said, Captain, say what? He said, Captain, say what? He said, Captain, say what?
It's the long lost song on Alternative Vashon out of 1982, Captain Sensible with What? A song built around a sample of nighttime noise at some crappy hotel that the captain stayed in while on tour of the States. Captain Sensible, great name, huh? His real name's Ray Burns, was always a bigger deal over there than over here. His band, The Damned, is credited with making the first punk record in 1976, New Rose. You'll hear it here next. The captain is currently active in UK politics, where he's established a political party called the Blah Party. Look it up. It's kind of interesting. Catch the long-lost song every week right here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. couple of second wave British invasion bands, The Clash, Rock the Casbah, 1982, and The Damned, New Rose, said to be the very first punk record ever made, 1976. That's what they say. I don't know who they are. Bill Reid bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud. Have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with the awesomely named Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Gray Cell Green. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.